Bill Gurley is a VC in Silicon Valley. He is known for his investments in Uber, Stitch Fix, Zillow, Nextdoor, HackerOne, and many other startups. Let's get started. First mental model is sustainable competitive advantage. Investors love companies that have a sustainable business model, and the operating word here is sustainable. It's much easier for analysts and investors to discount future cash flows if they are predictable. For example, Coke. Even though Coke is estimated to grow at low single digits, it is trading at a much higher revenue multiple because the analyst has huge confidence in Coke's revenue 10 years from now. The second mental model is network effects. We've spoken about that previously. In a system where the value to the incremental customer is a direct function of the customers already in the system, you have a powerful dynamic that tips towards the winner take all. Many things that people identify as network effects are merely economies of scale, right? So for example, Amazon doesn't really have network effects, even though it's such a big company, it has economies of scale. But let's say Facebook in their prime were able to scale up so quickly because of network effects. Because they already had all their friends on the platform, it was easier for someone to join the platform to gain the value. It was increasing the value of the whole platform as the user base increases. The next mental model is recurring revenue streams. Software as a service or SaaS businesses usually have recurring revenues. Subscription businesses, for example, Adobe. If you want to use their products, the Adobe's Creative Cloud suite, you have to pay them like a monthly fee of whatever, $20, $30, right? It's a much more predictable and recurring revenue source, which investors love. And you could actually see the multiple that Adobe had before they switched to subscription service. It was a much lower multiple that investors were putting on the company compared to when they switched over to a subscription business. It suddenly became much more attractive. It became like a growth company. The next mental model is to look for customer lock-in or have a high switching cost. Companies with high switching cost, for example, Apple, right? Once you buy an Apple device, it is very difficult to switch away from any Apple device because the iOS locks in, as well as the services that Apple provides. For example, like the storage service that you have is with Apple. All your photos or your data or your contact list is on the Apple ecosystem. It's difficult for you to switch away. So investors love these kind of companies where the customer is locked in, or the customer or the businesses will have to pay high switching cost if they want to move out of the service. If you're enjoying the content so far, consider liking the video. The next mental model is gross margin levels, which is basically revenue minus cost of goods divided by revenue. You want to look for companies with stable and high gross margins. Stable because investor will put high multiple on companies which have predictable and low variable costs. The sixth mental model is to look at relationship between the revenue and the cost. You want to increase your revenue growth rate at a much higher pace than the expenses growth rate. For example, Google. Google has been able to grow their revenue at a much higher pace compared to their expenses because it is an asset-light business and the products and services that they offer can be spawned up quickly without requiring a lot of investment dollars. Next mental model is to look at the customer concentration. The business that has fragmented customers will be favored by the investors compared to a business that have huge dependencies on like one or two or five major partners that it's getting majority of its revenue from. For example, Google AdSense is the perfect business for investors to invest in. Their customer base is highly fragmented, small users. And the inverse of the last mental model is to avoid companies that have major dependencies on few partners. For example, a consultancy business that might get majority 70% of its revenue from like two or three major companies. You want to avoid that because if the partnership changes, there is a huge impact on the company's revenue. The second last mental model is to look at the marketing spend for the company. Is your company growing organically through organic demand, or are they spending heavily on marketing to acquire customers? If the business is buying or renting customers, it will eventually run out of investing dollars. For example, Tesla. doesn't do any sort of marketing. It is growing through word of mouth. And word of mouth still remains the best form of marketing. Even the great Jeffrey Bezos, in the early days of Amazon, relied hugely on marketing spend, but eventually retrenched from it. He said, more and more money will go into making a great customer experience, and less will go into shouting about the service. Word of mouth is becoming more powerful. If you offer a great service, people will find out. And the last one is to look at the growth. Investors will put higher multiple on companies that is growing at a higher rate, because eventually higher revenue growth rate will translate into higher profits, higher cash flows, which will feed into the DCF model that they are building, which will spread out a higher fair value. But growth at all cost is not ideal. For example, in the late 90s, Wall Street began to pay for revenue and not profits, right? Many entrepreneurs found out that eventually their company will be trading at a multiple of revenue and not profits. They started offering to sell a dollar for 85 cents, essentially. Who wouldn't want to buy that? Their customer base increased, their revenue increased, but it wasn't a sustainable model. In fact, a lot of similar behavior happened in the last 2-3 years, and we're just starting to wind that down. So these were the 10 mental models that we discussed today. Let us know if you agree, disagree with any of the mental models, or if you have your own set of checklists that you go through. Please let us know in the comment section below. Okay, bye.
Okay, thank you.